Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija komunistične, za kulturo,
komunistične vede. Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Pred dobrim letom in pol smo z Dunaja poročali o pobudah umetnikov in aktivistov za odstranitev spomenika nekdanjemu županu in antisemitu Karlu Loegerju. V duhu obračunavanja za zapuščino političnega antisemitizma je leta 2020 več umetnikov in neodvisnih skupin v avstrijski prestolnici združilo moči v boju za odstranitev spomenika politiku krščansko-socialne stranke. V svojem kultnem mandatu med letoma 1897 in 1910 je politični uspeh gradil na antisemitski agitaciji in socialnih reformah. S prvim si je prislužil podporo, slednjim pa poklon velike večine Dunajčanov. Od oktobra 2020 so umetniki in aktivisti organizirali več intervencij, ki so ne nazadnje sprožile konkretne načrte za preoblikovanje trga Karla Loegerja. Že pred tem so se na podstavku 11-metrskega bronastega kipa vedno znova pojavljali grafiti, med katerimi je prevladovala beseda šande, sramota. Mesto je napise skrbno odstranjevalo, ti pa so se naslednji dan ustrajno znova pojavljali. Skupina umetnikov je nato ustanovila Šandvahe, kolektiv, ki si je z bdenjem ob spomeniku prizadeval, da mesto ne bi izbrisalo zgodovine, temveč bi se konstruktivno lotilo obračunavanja spominom na dunajsko sramoto. Simon Noč, eden od pobudnikov akcije opominjanja na antisemitsko propagando nekdanjega župana, v današnjih kulturnih novicah opisuje letošnje intervencije.
In the summer term of 2022, the University of Applied Art, together with the Austrian Union of Jewish Students and us as the artist group Schandwache, did weekly Monday meetings at the monument. So every Monday evening for 1 hour, people would gather in front of the monument, invited guests would give talks, actors would read out texts that were written on the monument or on Loegger, trying to make a continuous or trying to produce a continuous space for exchange. And this is also something that in a way the performative action of the Schandwache was now given another form, not a week long assembly, but assemblies that were happening every week and trying to get people together continuously and regularly and get alliances and solidarity growing between the different groups that are involved in the discussion of this monument.
Po velikem odzivu medijev se je mestni svet odločil, da spomenik v letu 2023 dobi trajnostno umestitev v kontekst. Do takrat naj bi se o sporni naravi poklona razpravljalo z začasno umetniško intervencijo, ki jo je mesto izbralo na zaprtem natečaju. Skupina Šandvahe kritizira netransparentnost izbirnega postopka, ki bi po njihovem mnenju moral potekati kot odprti natečaj z javno predstavitvijo argumentov. Izbran je bil umetniški duo Nicole Six in Paul Petrič.
This temporary intervention was put up, I think, 1.5 months ago by an artist duo based in Vienna. And it's called Loegger Temporär, so Loegger Temporary. It's a huge wooden construction with very brightly colored shapes on it. And I think they're not instantly recognizable as what they are. But the story basically behind them is that the artist duo Six Petrich did a research into public spaces in Vienna where Loegger is still being represented in a positive light. And there are 15 of these places in Vienna, and they reconstruct or they reconfigured all of these places in their original size as silhouettes, built them from wood in two dimensions and put these shapes on the massive wooden construction. And this massive wooden construction is standing in the park area right in front of the Karl Loegger monument.
Začasna rešitev ni zadovoljila pobudnikov spremembe, saj je z njo figura Loegerja v javnem prostoru še bolj prisotna. Med drugim je bilo letos poleti objavljeno odprto pismo 9 v Avstriji rojenih preživelih žrtev Šoe, naslovljeno na Mihaela Ludviga, sedanjega dunajskega glavarja iz stranke socialdemokratov. V pismu so zahtevali odstranitev spomenika, preimenovanje Luegerjevega trga in kakršnokoli kontekstualizacijo obsodili kot nezadostno.
This open letter was ignored by the city of Vienna. There was never an official answer, but rather 1.5 weeks later, a very improvised press conference was called where this intervention that is currently standing, Lueger temporary, was announced. And obviously this intervention does the opposite than what the Shoah survivors demanded. It has nothing to do with taking Lueger away, but rather reproducing Lueger another 15 times. So what we have now is a square full of devotions to Lueger in original size. It was seen as an invitation for debate or discourse, but this hasn't happened since the intervention has been put up. Rather, interventions and discourses have happened all over the last years without any institutional structure or without funding or backing by the city of Vienna.
Argumenti mestnih oblasti, ki niso pripravljene korenitoje poseči v spomenik, so za kritike predstavljenih predlogov pričakovani. Hkrati Simon Noč opozarja, da so v igri širši politično-ideološki konflikti. Ti se odražajo v pretirano zadržani komunikaciji strank, ki si sicer ne delijo ideoloških pozicij. Čeprav je bil Lueger politični predhodnik konzervativne stranke, tudi mestna svetnica socialne demokracije Veronika Kaup-Hasler v javnih nastopih nasprotuje odstranitvi spomenika.
She's always arguing that history would be erased if the monument would be taken away, and is frequently talking about cancel culture, basically the being afraid that the monument, yeah, the radical refiguring of the monument or taking it away would somehow erase history and erase our memory of history. And this is the official point that the city of Vienna is making at the moment. I think there are very strong political undercurrents why everyone is so afraid to both touch this monument or even the square name. Changing the square name would be a very, very small administrative act. It's happening all the time and it's not very difficult, but still it's not being touched. So there's definitely more to it than this very abstract and probably naive fear of erasing history. But he was the founder of the party that was the forerunner of the ÖVP, which is our current government party. So obviously there's some kind of political issues, but they're not publicly debated because even the ÖVP, the conservatives, don't actively defend Lueger and the monument anymore. Because also what became so clear during the Schandwache is the first ones that are there to protect the monument are the neo-fascists. And therefore, I think no one really dares to actively defend the monument, but still obviously it's happening by not radically touching it.
Aktivisti in umetniki so se intenzivno ukvarjali z različnimi možnostmi umestitve in analizirali tri realistične pristope. Poleg kontekstualizacije so govorili o rekonfiguraciji, ki bi pomenila poseg v substanco spomenika. Kot tretjo možnost pa vidijo odstranitev spomenika kot estetsko oziroma umetniško dejanje, ki bi ustvarilo odsotnost in sprožilo vprašanje, kaj se lahko zgodi s praznim prostorom.
The more we discuss, the more I feel like configuring a way is actually the only way to deal with this monument, because what the shared aim should be is to take away the tribute and the devotion that are still radiating from the current monument. And in the last years, that's also something that has happened. There's been a lot of text written on the monument, on the artist who's called Josef Müllner. This year, just in 2022, it became clear that he was an NSDAP party member. He was one of the artists who was on the list of the Gottbegnadeten Künstler, which was compiled by, I hope it's correct, Goebbels and Hitler, personally, to name the most valuable artist for National Socialism. He was on there. It's become clearer and clearer that this whole monument is one single piece of proto-fascist propaganda, both from Lueger's own way of configuring himself and the artist involved. And so, in my view, any form of contextualization that doesn't radically intervene into the structure of this monument and completely reshape it or simply take it away will never be enough to stop this kind of very, very ingrained anti-Semitism from permanently radiating in the city.
V okolici spomenika in na njem se ves čas dogajajo majhne optične spremembe. Ravno med pogovorom s Simonem Nodžem smo sprejeli sporočilo, da je Luegarjev piedestal obogaten s še enim madežem katrana. Padanje spomenika še naprej spremlja Andreja.